Mark Kate.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for calling. I want to ask you about a number of things, including your new plan, your economic development plan. But I want to start. I want to start out by asking you about your original announcement. You kind of announced in dramatic fashion at the Republican convention in March, and several people have expressed wanting to know more about what you meant by your comments. I think you said something like, "We live in the heart of enemy territory, and we have to strike a blow from the inside." Could you explain what you meant by that?
Absolutely. Jake, I have, in my campaign, I have people who I ask to put a bumper sticker on their car with my name on it, and they'll tell me no. They'll say they're afraid that something will happen to their car or something happened last time. They'll say, last time I put a Republican candidate's bumper sticker on my car, you know, my car had a big scratch on it when I came back. So when I was thinking, I'm not the one who defined it this way. You know, basically, if you're Republican in this town, you know, people will treat you poorly. I was canvassing neighborhoods, and I asked them to put up a yard sign. They supported me. I asked them to put up a yard sign. And they're like, no, the last time I put up a yard sign, I can't remember what candidate they said, you know, but basically it kept disappearing so much, and they would have to come out and replace it, that, you know, they did it. Another person said that somebody drove through their yard with the yard sign, over the yard sign. So, you know, I moved to Asheville. I brought when my son was born, I used to live in North Carolina back in the 90s. But when my son is born, I brought him back to Asheville because I wanted to raise him in the city. I mean, I love Asheville. I'm not the one who has defined it the way it is. Just the other night, you know, they had a candidates forum, the WNC for Change. And, you know, basically they didn't invite the candidates that weren't of the like mindset. They said I could come, but they said I couldn't participate. So when I made that comment, you know, I feel it's important, you know, to hold to my values and to stand up and express them. And if people are going to retaliate against me for that, then, you know, I feel it's important to prevent that kind of behavior. And, you know, basically, I was stating that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what your political affiliation is. People shouldn't be afraid to put a candidate's bumper sticker on their car. And unfortunately, sadly, that's Asheville sometimes. I mean, Asheville is a loving, generous city, but there's elements that, you know, are really against Republicans, and they're passionately against it, against Republicans. And I felt like, you know, this is something that we need to put a stop to. This is something that we need to actively work to change. And so, you know, basically, that was my point in that. It's unfortunate, but it's something that needs to change. No one should be concerned about their political affiliation and, you know, telling people that they're a Republican. And no one should be treated like an outcast because they're a Republican. I mean, I love Asheville. I love living here. But I think that behavior has to stop.
So, can you clarify what you meant by striking a blow from the inside? Are you referring to what you'd like to
Absolutely.
Do to change the situation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm actually engaging the community right now. You know, I'm reaching out. I'm getting to know the people who are, you know, who are Democrats, who are progressives. You know, I'm really trying to reach out and say, you know, get to know me before you judge me.
Do you see any ways you can improve that kind of partisan atmosphere if you were on city council?
Well, I mean, I've already, if you look at my economic plan, I think that, you know, I tried to build something in that plan that would appeal to everyone, something that was bipartisan. If you noticed if you look at my material for my campaign, it's bipartisanship. I think it's extremely important that we work together. It's not about whether it's a Democrat solution or Republican solution or, you know, a super conservative solution. It's basically, the question should be, is this good for the city? Because if it's good for the city, everyone should support it. Well, so I'm happy to reach out and work with, you know, other people. You know, I've reached out to Gordon Smith, and I posted questions for him. You know, he sent all the candidates a question about, you know, their opinions and, you know, different questionnaire. And, you know, I was happy to answer that. I went and responded on his blog to people who asked questions. I talked with Cecil Bothwell the other day, and we were at the Greenway event that they had, actually, I guess it was a couple months ago. And I told him that, you know, there's often times where he's speaking and he's the person that, you know, I'm identifying with at that moment. So I look forward to trying to work with those guys. So, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah. You mentioned your economic development plan, which calls for making Asheville really the home of global environmentalism. Why do you think that's the right approach, and what can you do on city council to make that happen?
I'm sorry, Jake. I'm having to stand outside to talk to you, and a car drove by.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, you mentioned your economic development plan, which calls for making Asheville the home for global environmentalism. And I'm wondering why you think that's really the right approach for economic development in this area, and what you can do on city council to make that happen.
Well, we needed a way to reach out to everyone in the community, and this is extremely important to, and it's an issue that we're extremely passionate about in Asheville. I'm an engineer in my training, and so this is an area that's actually close to my heart. And I felt like this is something that everybody in Asheville can get behind and support. So one of the things that's important is that we try and lead and focus on the issues, or lead from the middle and focus on the issues that we can all agree on. And I think that this aspect of the economy is something that, you know, pretty much everybody in Asheville can get behind. Because we, you know, it doesn't matter about partisan affiliation. You know, Asheville is very passionate. Everyone in Asheville is very passionate about protecting the environment, about supporting local companies. And, you know, I think that was just it's the right area for us and who we are as a culture, and who we are as a people and a culture in Asheville.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the...
And there was a second part of that about what can I do on council?
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the things that I think we need on city council is somebody who's really going to focus on jobs and the economy. And I can certainly see, if I'm on city council, that this is what I will try and drive. We've got more than 17,000 unemployed people in our area. We're the seventh worst place in the nation in hunger. We need to be having a conversation about that. And that would be my voice on city council, is that we need to deal with those issues, tackle those problems, and I feel that with my experience in business development, that's something that I could really focus on council.
Yeah. What would be your approach to affordable housing in the area? Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
What would be your approach to improving affordable housing in the area?
Well, if we have more quality jobs in Asheville and people have better salaries, then that will help with the affordable housing problem. It certainly is an issue in Asheville, but, you know, no house is affordable if you don't have a job. And it's extremely hard to buy a house if you're in a low-paying job. So what we need to do is have higher quality jobs in Asheville. And that's the best way to deal with the affordable housing problem.
Let me ask you about the budget. Next year, you're likely going to face a budget that's going to either require revenue increases or service cuts of some sort. What would be your approach? How would you raise revenues if you wanted to go that route, or what services would you cut?
I would implement my economic plan, because I think my economic plan will actually increase revenues.
How so?
Well, if we can attract businesses here and we have people in higher quality jobs, they'll be paying more taxes. They'll go to restaurants more. They'll go to retail stores. They'll purchase. And so if we have those businesses here, the city of Asheville will actually collect more sales tax revenue.
But
if people have better jobs, they'll have more discretionary income.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like, from what I read of it, your plan was a long-term, big-scale plan. Are you saying that you expect results within a year that would affect the budget next year?
Well, there's different parts of the plan. Mm-hmm. I think that if you go through, it is true that the part two of the plan is certainly a long-term a plan. But there's other parts of it that we could start doing tomorrow. And, you know, we could bear the fruits of that effort. People love Asheville. You know, I work a lot out in Silicon Valley. And companies in Silicon Valley are heading straight to Texas. And they're doing it today as we speak. My personal opinion is the only reason they're not coming to Asheville is we're not going out there and talking to them more. They don't necessarily want to go to Texas. They just don't know about Asheville yet. So that's happening right now.
So just to be clear, you're saying that you don't foresee having to make cuts in next year's budget or look for other ways of increasing revenue because you think your business plan will just generate more revenue through increased tax base?
That could certainly be an issue, but I think that's also treating the symptoms and not really focusing on the problem. There could be those kind of decisions to be made. But what I would do, is to focus on economic development. Because I think if we focus there, then some of the other problems will become easier to solve.
Let me ask you about the process for hiring a new police chief. You're at one of the hearings mm-hmm. now, right?
Yes.
What do you think the city should be looking for in a new police chief, and what, if anything, do you think the Asheville Police Department should be doing to improve itself in the wake of some recent controversies?
Well, I think that when we look at the crime index in Asheville, what we see is that we have one of the lower crime indexes for comparable cities in North Carolina. So, you know, in some ways they're doing a really good job, but I think that we have to hire someone who is really good at communication. There's certainly an image problem. And, you know, with a police chief who has the communication skills, who can really reach out to the community, I think that would go a long way to solving some of the problems. We do some great things with the Citizens Police Academy, but there's also, we could do some more outreach into the communities themselves. Chicago has a program where they have an alternative policing strategy, the CAPS program, where the police and the community, you know, really discuss and really work together on policing a neighborhood. And I think with that kind of outreach and that communication, it could go a long way to improving the image and the relationship between the police department and the neighborhoods.
What about the city's relationship with the General Assembly in Raleigh? Do you see anything you can do to improve that relationship and work more constructively with Raleigh to improve conditions in the city?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most important things that anybody who gets elected to city council, I think that's one of the most important issues that they have to deal with. we have to change our relationship with Raleigh. I mean, that whole relationship needs to be redefined, and we need to really reach out. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Jake, we're not a home-ruled state. That's just not the way it is. So we need to build that bridge to Raleigh, because, frankly, Raleigh doesn't have to build it to us. And as a city council, we need to take that on. And that would be one of the things that I would focus on.
How would you go about doing that?
Well, you know, the first thing that we need to do is stop playing partisan politics with our representatives. We've had a lot of that going on lately, and that just doesn't help. So it goes back to what I was talking about in the very beginning with bipartisanship. You know, any plan or any challenge that we have, we're going to have to fix it together. So we have to make sure that we're building relationships in a way that's positive so that we can do that. And I'm willing to work with anyone. You know, it matters to me, you know, what political party that they're affiliated with. If somebody has a good idea, then I want to work with them.
You mentioned the difficulties of being a Republican in such a highly partisan and largely Democratic city. Mm-hmm. How are you going to win with the odds, the demographics and the odds seemingly stacked up against you in the election?
Well, it's going to be hard work. And I have been canvassing neighborhoods. I've been attending every meeting that I possibly can, trying to really show people that if they elect me, if they vote for me, then I'm going to work for what's best for Asheville. That's going to be my priority. And by talking to people and getting to know people, and I think with my economic plan, people are really starting to see that and understand that. You know, my economic policy really appeals to, you know, every part of Asheville. And I think that's really striking chord with people. I had a meet and greet last night at Avenue M, and I was surprised, you know, how many people came that were, you know, not a Republican, and they specifically said they weren't Republicans, but they said that the most important issue right now are jobs and the economy. And they said, I read your plan online. I'm a Democrat, but your plan is the right plan. And that's why they came to the meet and greet, to tell me that.
Mark, that's all I have for you for now. I appreciate you taking the time with me.
Okay.
And definitely be in touch as this campaign continues.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks so much.